High school athletes from Okotoks and area had a field day for the first time in 3 years. The Foothills Falcons hosted the Foothills Athletic Council divisional meet on May 17 at Holy Trinity Academy, with the top two finishers in each event pushing through to next week's South Central Zone Championship. One of the biggest takeaways was just how many kids we had after not having track for a few years, said Knights track and field coach Michelle Wade. I was just excited about how many athletes. We had 45 and all but 7 of them are moving on to zones. It was a really, really successful day and I was really proud of them. The Knights topped the team rankings with 736 points, Foothills was second with 696.5, with Notre Dame Collegiate in third, Highwood in fourth, Strathcona Tweedsmuir School fifth, Edison School sixth, Oilfield seventh, and the Center for Learning eighth. Foothills had 46 athletes at the event, 33 of whom earned a berth at zones. It's an interesting year this year, said Falcons track and field coach and event organizer Joanne Shonick. I think HTA and us are both finding the same thing, where kids are really nervous and hesitant just because it has been 3 years since their last track meet. So our numbers are down a little bit just because our kids haven't done it in 3 years, so they're not sure what their skill level is like. Foothills Falcon Mac Hillstad had a pair of top two finishes at the divisional track meet at HTA on May 17. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks today. Despite the challenges, dozens of athletes made their mark in several disciplines of the sport. Falcons grade 12 ace Ryden Thomas, a club track athlete, sprinted to top spot in the 100 meters and 200 meters dash, and Mac Hillstad excelled in the long distance races with first in the 1,500 meters and second in 3,000 meters. In the intermediate ranks, Falcons grade 11 student Tia Glazier was first in 100 meters dash, 100 meters hurdles and high jump, with teammate Bryn Holditch finishing first in the 800 meters and 1,500 meters runs. Grade 10 student Sydney Newcomb had three firsts in the 400 meters, 800 meters and 1,500 meters races. Foothills Caleb Brown and Jake Stone both finished first in the shot put and discus events in intermediate and senior boys, respectively. The Knights made hay across the board, particularly on the track. Cadence LaPlante had a dominant showing in the senior girls' distance events, with a clean sweep of first in the 400 meters, 800 meters and 1,500 meters races. Fellow senior Tien Weens was first in the 100 meters sprint, just edging out Isabella Bregliano at the line, and won the long jump and discus events. It was awesome and such a good feeling to get back outside and be in the group environment with the team after the 2 years of COVID. Getting back to running just felt good, Bregliano said. Tien and I were really close. I love racing her. She's super fast and pushes me to be faster, and I love that. I always love a good chase. I was quite nervous. I haven't participated in track in a few years, so I kind of went in just for fun, to play around with a few things, and I'm super happy on how things turned out, and I was honestly surprised with myself. Weens, Bregliano, Judith Owusu and MJ Mabasa also teamed up for a first-place showing in the 4x100m relay. We were really prepared, we practiced lots, Bregliano said. Our relay team, me and the girls, have a good dynamic, and I feel like that's really helpful in the team event, in knowing your partner and trusting your partner and having them trusting you, and it's all kind of built on that. HTA Knight Chris McClarty gets serious hang time en route to winning the intermediate boys long jump on May 17. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks today. Grade 11 Chris McClarty soared to first place with a 5.73 meters leap in the long jump, with the HTA wide receiver also showcasing his sprint speed with top spot in the 100 meters. Among grade 10s, Leon Spatz won the 200 meters, 400 meters and 800 meters runs. IFE Talibi made her mark in the junior girls' events with firsts in both 100 meters and 200 meters, and as the anchor of the team's 4x100m relay. The competition does get a little tougher as you go, but like I told the kids, looking at some of our times and how far some of our javelin and discus flew, it's competitive with the 2008 numbers that we have, and they always had track, so they've done quite well considering they haven't had anything major, Wade added. The Spartans struck in a number of field events, with grade 11 Jenny Sorensen finishing in first in discus and shot put, with grade 10 Kalia Gilly skipping her way to the apex of the triple jump. Top performers from Edison included Lucas Miller's top spot in the intermediate boys' high jump at 1.70 meters, while Oilfield's driller Micah Rogest soared to first place among junior boys in the high jump. "I felt like we were starting from scratch," Wade added. "I was working closely with Shaunik, and both of us felt the same way, like, oh my goodness, you kind of forget everything. Some of the kids were nervous because they haven't had competition, especially the grade 10s, because junior highs don't really have a big meet like this." Foothills Falcon Caleb Brown took the discus and shot put events at the divisional meet on May 17. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks today. The school teams divided up responsibilities at the divisional meet, with schools being assigned a particular event, be it high jump, discus or the running events on the track, lightening the load for all involved. "We have all forgotten where the hurdles are supposed to go," Shaunik said with a laugh. "But, I'm very thankful that the rest of the division is all great, we all worked together well and got it done." The South Central Zone competition runs May 25 at Calgary's Foothills Athletic Park. The top two finishers at Zone move through to the ASAA Track and Field Championships, June 3-4 in Medicine Hat. "They're all really excited and nervous," Shaunik said. "In terms of times or distances, it's really hard to gauge because the only results I have are 3 years ago, so we weren't exactly sure if our zone would be up or down. Athletes are athletes. Yes, they've been off for a little bit, but most of them have been training or are multi-sport athletes, and track and field is just an extension of that." Holy Trinity Academy Knight James Clements competes in the shot put during the divisional track and field meet on May 17 at HTA. Remy Greer, Okotoks today.